This podcast is brought to you by Money Control. Hello and welcome to Money Control. This is Akriti Handa and you're listening to the Rajneeti podcast, where we discuss the top political developments from India and across the world. Today we are going to talk about the Haryana Assembly elections scheduled for October 21, and I have with me on the phone line renowned columnist and editor of Kochi Post, Anand Kochukudi.
So, sir, to start with Haryana, we have seen that the BJP has started its own social engineering in Haryana, where they try to consolidate the non-Jat vote in a Jat-dominated state. So, do you see that social engineering yielding electoral results?
Yeah, the social engineering has actually yielded results in 2014 itself. There have been, in 2014, that was a strategy to consolidate all the non-Jat communities in Haryana. They traditionally say 36 communities, Chhattis Biradri. So they were consolidating all the 35 communities against, you know, the Jat votes were traditionally being polled by the Chautalas and even the Congress after Hooda became its leader. And the BJP found that they could probably try and consolidate all the other communities. They were previously known only as a Punjabi Baniya part, only the Punjabi community that lived close to GT Road and the Baniya community, and some of the upper caste votes would go to them. But then they managed to work around that and get all the other communities, most of the other communities, to vote for them in 2014. But now they have changed that strategy. Now they have gone beyond that. If you see in 2019 elections, they got 58% votes. It's impossible that they would get that without the Jat votes. And the Jat, a significant number of Jats would definitely have voted for them. And the result in Rohtak, where Deepinder Singh Hooda lost marginally, even if it was a marginal loss, he lost to Arvind Sharma of the BJP. So that means they are now going further, going beyond the social engineering. Now they are, the Jats consist of about 26-27% in Haryana. So I think maybe a significant number of them are also now willing to vote for the BJP, mostly on their nationalist agenda. Apart from that, they are still holding on to, BJP is still holding on to their other community votes, even though there might be some loss of that percentage because of a little bit of anti-incumbency. But still, the BJP is trying to hold on to most of the other community votes. They will still have to work the mayor Muslim votes in southern Haryana. But apart from that, but they got two of the MLAs to defect from INLD. So I think BJP has tried to consolidate on their gains and not going beyond that.
All right. Okay. So the second major development in Haryana this election season would be the entry of JJP. With the split in ILD, JJP has become a new factor. So do you think that it is going to split the Jat vote and eat into the vote share of INLD and the Congress, which have traditionally garnered the Jat vote?
I think the JJP will corner most of the, they'll get most of the votes that are polled for, that traditionally voted for INLD. The entire vote base has shifted en masse to JJP, because if you see in 2019, the INLD got less than 2% of the total votes polled, while the JJP, even though their vote share is also quite low, but still they performed much better than a party that was already established and was there for 20, 21 years. JJP was formed less than a year ago, but since they have a young leader in Dushyant Chautala, and since they have been able to connect more with the younger Jat votes, I mean the voters, so they have almost managed to get the entire INLD vote base to it. And I think most of the Jat votes will go to the, or the traditional INLD votes would go to the JJP and not to the INLD. I would actually go further and make a prediction that INLD could be blanked out, except maybe in Elanabad, where Abhay Singh Chautala might win. But I see INLD getting only one seat in this election.
But sir, do you feel that the Jat vote is going to be split?
Yeah, the Jat votes will certainly be split between the Congress and INLD in central Haryana, where Bhupendra Singh Hooda still has a huge, in parts of Rohtak, in parts of Sonipat, where he lost in 2019, but he still led in two assembly constituencies. I still see the Jatpur splitting in certain parts of Haryana between the JJP and the Congress, but still most of the Jatpurs will still be divided among, you know, it will be divided between the JJP, the Congress and the BJP, but in the end it will mostly favor the BJP except in certain parts of Rohtak and Sonipat. I would say that the splitting of Jat votes will favor the BJP. And I don't see INLD getting too much of the Jat votes except in certain very few constituencies where they are in contention. I don't see INLD being in contention in most of the seats.
All right, sir. And since you mentioned Bhupinder Singh Hooda, I wanted to ask, he did manage to arm twist the Congress this time and get Ashok Tanwar removed and, you know, become the campaign chief of the state. But this election is also like a litmus test for him because he is contesting, he is fighting to get his bastion, Rohtak district. And earlier in this Lok Sabha elections, his son lost from Rohtak district and he lost from Sonipat. So, what do you think the prospects are for Bhupinder Singh Hooda?
I actually see Bhupinder Singh Hooda breaking away from Congress after this election. I mean, this could be true after immediately after the election. It could be true after maybe a year or so after the election. But Bhupinder Singh Hooda still has a base in Haryana. So, if he stays with the Congress, he will go down, he will continue to go down, and the Congress too doesn't, you know, he has been a two-time chief minister and he is probably the chief ministerial candidate, even though it's not been announced, he's the de facto chief ministerial candidate even this time in Haryana. So if Congress continues to hold on to him, I don't see the Congress coming back, or the Congress should probably a new leader, probably somebody like Randeep Singh Surjewala, who has shifted his base to Delhi and who has not been concentrating on Haryana politics, but who is still somebody very capable of emerging as a leader in his own right in Haryana. So it will be actually good for both Congress and Hooda if they part ways, but I actually see Hooda parting ways with the Congress. The question is, where would that leave Deepinder Singh Hooda? But even Deepinder Singh Hooda might find it easier to be a part of a regional party. Now, they have lots of issues with Congress. Their ideology, for instance, on the issue of Article 370 and on many issues, many issues which are considered to be nationalist, some of the core agendas of the BJP, the Hooda seem to be speaking the same language, but I don't see them joining the BJP. They would rather float a party in Haryana, just like at one point all the prominent Lal families, whether it was the Chautala clan, that is Tau Devilal's clan, whether it was Bhajan Lal's clan or Bansilal's clan, all of them were part of Congress, and at some point they broke away. Some of them did come back. Now all the except for Chautala's clan, all of them are back in Congress, but they all broke away and formed their own splinter parties. So I actually see the Congress is doing badly, even though Hooda might manage to wrest some seats in Rohtak, hold on seats in Rohtak and Sonipat districts, but still the Congress would do badly, and Hooda would rather cut his losses and form a regional party on his own than stay in the Congress, because he wouldn't see any future there.
True, sir. Okay, since you said nationalism and Article 370, there is one question. The BJP, they are seen aggressively campaigning and, you know, sticking by their agenda of nationalism and campaigning for the abrogation of Article 370 in Haryana. On the other hand, Congress seems very evasive of the things that they campaigned for ahead of the Lok Sabha elections. For instance, the Nyay scheme or Rafael, the corruption in Rafael deal, alleged corruption in Rafael deal, and they are not even talking about farm loan waivers this election season. So why do you think that is the case?
I think the BJP would always find it easier to contest an election on national issues because of the popularity of the Prime Minister Narendra Modi, especially in Haryana. He's a very popular figure. If you take any survey, any poll, he would win hands down in any kind of on national issue. But if you look at the Congress, they would want to localize the polls to the extent that they would want to speak on local issues. They would want to raise local issues. If you look at the Congress strategy in Haryana this election, you would see that most of the star campaigners who are on the list, they haven't campaigned in Haryana. So I asked one prominent leader from a constituency why he wouldn't want a prominent national leader to campaign for him. he told me that it's actually we want to raise local issues and only then we will probably improve on our tally. And Congress also has lots of financial crunch. That's a different issue. But Congress would ideally prefer to contest this election on local issues. The 2014 to 2019 term of Manohar Lal Khattar, even though it's supposed to be, even though there are so many positives for the BJP, there are also many issues that the Congress could raise. Many law and order issues happened, the unemployment issues there. There are probably many issues. So the Congress would rather want to make it into a local issue election, while the BJP would find it easier to campaign on national issues, national security issues, to try and maximize the win. That is, you know, understandable, because that is how they have won many elections, and they have, that's been their recent strategy.
True. And in unemployment, as you said, sir, is a big issue in Haryana, and figures like statistics have shown that unemployment rate has nearly doubled and increased to 29% in Haryana. I mean, Haryana is one of the worst states as far as unemployment is concerned. So my question is that, is like unemployment versus Article 370, what do you think is going to strike a chord better among Haryana voters?
See, I was in Kurukshetra last week, so I met some farmers there who had many complaints about the agricultural policy of the BJP in Haryana, or the BJP's, you know, the how they suffered under the BJP government when it came to agriculture in the last 5 years. They said the cost of pesticides has gone up, the cost of inputs and electricity has all gone up. But when I finally asked them, after all these complaints, I asked them who would they rather vote for. They said BJP. So I wondered why, and I asked them the reason. They said, you know, the Balakot strikes are still fresh in their memory, and Article 370 is an additional factor, but the Balakot strikes has, you know, captured the imagination of the people of Haryana like no other state. So they would say things like unke ghar mein ghus ke mara. So that kind of nationalist narrative that the BJP has successfully beat into the campaign in Haryana would rather outweigh most of the other issues. So whether somebody might be unemployed, somebody might be... Haryana, despite all the unemployment, is not a poor state. Its per capita income is quite high. Even in villages, the cost of real estate is very high. And the farmers, there are fewer marginal farmers than elsewhere in the country. So even though there is unemployment, it's not as if they're starving, as it might be the case in UP or Bihar. So they would rather vote for the BJP even if they are unemployed, and that is what I feel from my interactions.
All right, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Anand, for this insightful conversation.
And now a word on a subscription product. Money Control Pro offers curated market data, independent equity analysis, exclusive trading recommendations, and actionable investment ideas to subscribers. In the Great Diwali discount offer, you can get access to Money Control Pro for as little as Rs. 289 for a year. Use code Diwali. The offer is valid on the web and Android devices. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app.
With that, it's a wrap to this episode of the Rajneeti Podcast. In case you have any suggestion or feedback, please do write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. I repeat, it's mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thanks for listening.